Council.
Good morning. It is 8:45 at 97.9 The Hill, and it is time for our weekly feature, This is Tourism. We do it every Thursday morning. It's produced in partnership with the Jill Orange County Visitors Bureau. This morning, I am joined by Nick Pomisciano, founder of Ranger Up, the original Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard apparel band, and the Ranger Up Grappling Classic, happening this Saturday at Chapel Hill High to honor veterans and raise money for the Orange County Veterans Memorial. The first annual Veterans Day tournament features Brazilian jiu-jitsu matches, clean juice, and a chance to meet Tim Kennedy. So, hey, thank you very much, Nick, for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
I feel like I should salute you or something.
Nope, not at all.
Is this a tournament? This whole tournament is sounds like such a cool idea, the Ranger Up Grappling Classic. Is it something that typically attracts an audience of all ages? Who comes to this?
Absolutely. You would be amazed at the people that actually compete in jiu-jitsu. Everything from 4 or 5 year old kids to people in their 60s and 70s. Like, it's actually really impressive to watch somebody that is 70 years old that is, you know, executing moves with precision and beating other people, oftentimes, you know, 20, 30 years younger.
Oh, yeah. I love the sound of that. Are there traveling teams?
Absolutely. We've got people come to this tournament from California, from Texas, from Massachusetts, from New York. I mean, it's a pretty big event.
Yeah. What made you get involved in this and the Orange County Veterans Memorial? You have the Orange County Veterans Memorial team. Tell us about that, and what's the status of that memorial right now?
Absolutely. So the Orange County Memorial they've got a beautiful piece of land, and what they're trying to do is not kind of the typical thing that you see with veterans memorials where it's a place just kind of go and be somber. They want it to be a place that actually bridges the military-civilian divide. You can go there, it's beautiful. Yes, there is an element of, you know, hey, these are the people in our community that have served, but it's also a great place where you can study, you can read, you can hang out. And that's their vision, is they don't want it to be a thing that you go to once a year. They want it to be a thing where, you know, UNC students, high school students, you know, anyone can go and just kind of hang out and be cognizant of the contribution in the community, but really just kind of have a nice place to be.
Well, I think it's really wonderful that this memorial is going to be built, and on behalf of the whole community, I just want to say thanks to people who have served in the military, whatever branch that is. There have been conflicts all over the world that we're involved in. Sometimes people don't agree with the conflicts, but hey, those people who are serving are doing their jobs,
sure,
doing what they're asked to do. So, you know, I go way back to the Vietnam era. So,
yeah,
you know, there are lots of people who came back from Vietnam and weren't appreciated at all.
Sure.
And hopefully things are better these days. But let me get back to the sport itself now. Obviously, you bring in a lot of people from this,
mm-hmm,
from all over the place. What would you like listeners to know about the sport?
It's probably the best sport that you can do, you know, if you're looking for self-defense, but just general kind of health and confidence. It is the nice thing about combat sports is you can't make excuses, right? If you join a soccer team, you can kind of go out there and say, oh, we tried hard, but so-and-so didn't do this, so-and-so didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go out there in combat sports and, like, you either win or somebody beats you.
And it's all on you.
It's all on you. And I think that's invaluable, you know, especially for kids. It's a great starting point. For me personally, I've been involved in combat sports since 1987. I started with judo, then I was wrestling, then I was on the Army judo team, and then I got into jiu-jitsu when it started becoming popular. So, and my whole family, I've got 6 kids, my wife is English, she is a real skilled jiu-jitsu player, and all of my children, from my 17-year-old to my 4-year-old, have gis, and they're out there doing jiu-jitsu, and they all love it. And it's not something we force them. They all have kind of chosen to do it.
What is great about jiu-jitsu? What sets it apart from other competitions?
Sure. There's an amount of respect in the sport, but it's also real. There are a lot of martial arts where they have gotten so far from their roots that it's nothing more than like a display. It's not effective in real life. Jiu-jitsu is real. I mean, you're practicing the actual art every day. You know it's effective because you either win or you lose every single day, no matter how young you are. But at the same time, you know, there's a great amount of respect in the community. You can't get better without partners that want to make you better. And it really just kind of breeds like a healthy community, you know, outlook. And I think we need more of that. So I found it to be great.
Nick, you are the founder of Ranger Up.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about Ranger Up.
Ranger Up is the first military lifestyle brand. When I left the military, I went to university, so sorry to all the UNC folks in the audience.
It's quite all right.
For grad school, and I got a corporate job, and I just really didn't find that corporate job to be very fulfilling. And so I was still volunteering with the ROTC. Those kids were always complaining about not having cool T-shirts, and I started making shirts for my students, and they were like, hey, you should start a website and do this for a living. And I was like, I don't know. I tried it. And I started getting emails from Iraq and Afghanistan and people telling me how much the content we were putting out meant to them. And in 2009, I went from part-time entrepreneur to surprising my family, you know, parents, friends, everyone, and quit and jumped into this full-time and been doing it ever since.
Well, what's significant of the shirt you're wearing right now?
So When I restarted jiu-jitsu, because I had done, so I've actually cornered guys in the UFC. Tim Kennedy is coming here today, actually, for this event, and I cornered him in the UFC for 10 years. So I'm a pretty accomplished grappler. I'm not amazing or anything, but I've been grappling for a long time.
Yeah.
And but I hadn't put on a gi in jiu-jitsu for a long time. So day one, you start as a white belt, which I thought was great. It was fun to be a white belt again. But I would give people that were very experienced a hard time. And so I started wearing this shirt almost as a joke, but I actually really like it. I'm not a white belt anymore. I really like it because when you have the approach of being a white belt at everything, you're never afraid to lose, so you're always up for learning.
Yeah.
Sometimes when people start getting promoted, unwilling to try things, or if they lose to a lower belt, they freak out. It's a ego check that they can't handle. And I just look at it like none of it really matters. It's only what you can do. So
he's wearing a black T-shirt with the letters white belt right across the chest. But obviously, this event, this Ranger Up Grappling Classic, the original Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard apparel brand, and the classic itself brings in a lot of people from all over the place, and we're going to have a lot of money brought into our local economy here. And I just have one question here. Now, you know, I'm familiar with some sports, not so much jiu-jitsu. How does one win? What is the criteria when you're competing in this?
Sure. So the best way to win in jiu-jitsu, like a total victory, is a submission. So that's either a chokehold or an armbar or a leg lock. And I know that sounds scary, but I don't think I've seen a sport with fewer injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is very careful. People are very careful. They're not trying to injure each other. You're just kind of bringing the other person to the point, and then they tap out. It's on that person to tap. But most of the time, especially as things get more skilled, it's on a point basis. And so to somebody that doesn't know any different, it'll look a lot like a wrestling match.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you take somebody to the ground, that's 2 points. If you get on top of somebody, that's 4 points. Almost in like a pinning combination.
Yeah.
If their stomach is down, that's another 4 points because, you know, in an actual fight, you could use kicks and whatnot. So,
sure. So
it'll look like a wrestling match wearing a gi, but every once in a while, someone will be tapping out or you know, get choked unconscious or something.
Well, it sounds really interesting for that very last thing that you mentioned. I don't want to get choked unconscious. But this is happening this Saturday at Chapel Hill High School to honor veterans and raise money for the Orange County Veterans Memorial. It's the first annual Veterans Day tournament. And I'm assuming by that you're planning on continuing to do this.
Absolutely. I've been amazed at the huge amount of support that we've received. Mm-hmm. And I think that after the first year, we'll have even bigger numbers than we have this year, which are significant.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, Nick, thank you very much. I'm going to try your name one more time. Nick Palmisano.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is Tourism, my conversation with Nick Palmisano, representing this Saturday's Ranger Up Grappling Classic in support of the Orange County Visitors Bureau. It's free for spectators this Saturday at Chapel High School. Check chapelboro.com. You'll find out more there. Catch you next Thursday morning for This is Tourism, presented by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau on 97.9 The